Now, Prague could soon experience a crippling transport strike. Trade unions at the city's transport authority are demanding an increase in funding for the city's metro, tram and bus system. City Hall has made them an offer, but both sides are still far from reaching an agreement. Jan Richter reports.
The situation in Prague's public transport appears to be heading towards an unlimited strike. Negotiations on Tuesday between city officials and unions leaders are said to have ended in a huge row, with the latter threatening to bring the city transport system to a halt if their demands are not met. Vratislav Feigl is the head of one of the company's trade unions.
It depends on what city officials will come up with to address our demands. Then there will be negotiations. If we don't reach any agreement, or if there is no conciliatory gesture on their side, I think there will be no other way.
Prague City Hall agreed on Wednesday to provide the transport authority with 900 million crowns. However, the unions are demanding a lot more. They want 1.9 billion crowns, or more than $111 million, to cover the company's operational costs. They have also raised six other requests, including normal outsourcing and layoffs. But Prague Mayor Pavel Bem told Czech Radio the problem lies within the transport authority itself.
The transport authority will this year cover just as much as last year, that is, over 16 million kilometers. For this service, the authority last year received 7.1 billion crowns. And this year, the same amount of money has already been paid. But unlike in 2008, when this was enough, this year the transport authority are saying they have a loss of 2 or even 2.5 billion crowns. And I say, that simply isn't possible.
For its part, the Prague Transport Authority says that last year the company managed to cover the loss by a tax operation. But that's no longer possible, and the city should cover the difference. Andrzej Pecheny is a spokesman for the Prague Transport Authority.
If we are talking about operating profit or loss, in 2008 our operating loss was minus 1.7 billion crowns. And in 2007, it was 1.7 billion crowns as well. The only thing that changed, really, was the accounting operation that was new in the year 2008 that really allowed us to use something which is called income tax on ordinary income.
Both sides will try to resolve this and the other issues at a meeting scheduled for Wednesday. If the negotiations fail and City Hall does not meet the trade union's demands by Wednesday midnight, Prague inhabitants will have to brace themselves for a complete and unlimited halt of the city's metro, trams and buses. The trade union said they would give 3 days' warning before any strike.
Jan Richter reporting there.